संजय नित्यानंद प्रभु जी, हरे कृष्णा। वेलकम संजय नित्यानंद प्रभु जी अगेन फॉर वन मोर डे ऑफ द वृंदावन परिक्रमा। यस्टरडे इट वाज वेरी रिलिशिंग दैट 1 आवर वाज नॉट एनफ फॉर अस टू गो थ्रू द वृंदावन विथ ऑल द पास्ट टाइम्स यू आर रीडिंग सो डेडिकेटेडली फॉर अस। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर टेकिंग दिस एंडेवर। एंड या आई विल नाउ हैंड ओवर कॉल टू यू प्रभु जी, प्लीज गो अहेड। हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम। एक्चुअली टुडे आई एम मोर हैप्पी। एज यू कैन सी, आई हैव अ बिग स्माइल ऑन माय फेस बिकॉज टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू नैरेट यू द ब्यूटीफुल स्टोरी ऑफ गोपेश्वर महादेव, शिव जी। हाउ ही एंटर्ड इन वृंदावन, हाउ इज हिज मूड, एंड इट्स वन ऑफ माय फेवरेट फेवरेट लीला। यूजुअली since I joined ISKCON, I was not very fond of Shivji. Means I hardly go to Shiv temple or hardly offer water or anything to Shivji. But later on, let me tell you one secret of my life. 3 years back, I fall in some scam, and all of our asset, me, my wife, all our asset was taken away by some thief, and I have a big burden where I lost a huge amount, and that time I become very upset that my dear Lord, I was trying so hard to do your bhakti, and so we save some money, and that was got stolen by some thief. So I perhaps I will not able to focus on bhakti, and I'll stop doing bhakti. Likewise, I'm wondering, I was thinking, and then somehow I went to one temple there. I was there 3 months with my wife and daughter. There I got seva as pujari. Although I was angry on the Lord, but I got seva as pujari, which I did 3 months, and lockdown came, and that time I decided to go to Delhi after lockdown. As our financial condition was very, very, very poor that time, and I was having around 7 lakh, more than half million of udhari loan on myself. So that time I decided to go to Delhi to job, and on Delhi there was due to the lockdown we were not able to enter in Delhi. So I thought to stay in some friend's house in Mathura, and there we stay in his house for 3 months. And one day they said, "No, let's go to a place nearby." And I totally forgot that time about Braj, and I don't know where I was going. So accidentally, I went to a place in Gokul, the place named Chintaharan Mahadev. So when I reach there, I have very bad habit of wherever I go, first I love to listen what is the importance of that place, what Leela took place over there. So I ask the local people what pastime took place in this place. So why this Mahadev known as Chintaharan? Chintaharan means one who take all your chinta. Chinta ko English mein kya bolte hain?
Worries, worries, worries,
Worries.
all worries.
One is one who take all of your worries. So I went there, and usually I don't pray anything to, don't ask anything to the any sort of Bhagwan Lord. But that day I said, "No, your name is Chintaharan. You are famous to take. Your name is Chintaharan, which means you take away the worries of people." So. And I heard that you take worries of Yashoda Maiya. So I really request you to please kindly make your name successful, make me believe on your names by taking away my worries. Likewise, I prayed that no, I'm so very much tense. My devotion going down, I'm losing interest in bhakti. Please save all these things and apna naam sarthak karo, make your name no success by taking away my worries. Likewise, I prayed. I remember I prayed like this. And when while coming back from there, then I saw Brahmand Ghat and all other places. And then I recognized, oh yes, I came here once 2014, that time I was thinking. So Just after 1 2 days, Ekadashi came, and my wife told me, "Let's go to Vrindavan. Today's Ekadashi." And I thought I will not go to Vrindavan unless and until my condition become better. But as she was requesting me to take her to Vrindavan, I said to do Parikrama. I said, "Okay, let's go." And so we came Vrindavan on summer time, and we start doing Parikrama. That time was quite hot, and some devotee they came of ISKCON devotee. And they said, "Mataji, Prabhuji, what are you doing nowadays?" So I said, "We are in some people's house and planning to go to Delhi." "Why to go Delhi? Here one room available for rent." We said, "No, we even don't have money to give in advance." So they said, "No, no worry. You just stay there, and after 1 month, you can give the rent. You no need to give any advance amount also." And I thought maybe the rent will be high. So we first came to check the room. The room are very big, too. Big bedroom, hall room, to big bathroom, to big balcony, nearby park, everything. And I asked, "What is the rent?" So I thought maybe they will tell 10,000 or something. They said, "No, it's only 6,000. So I become very happy. I said, "Okay, let's shift in Vrindavan." So we came to Vrindavan, but I was still worried how to get job and all. So that time I make one video. And that video saw by the head of Hare Krishna TV. And so the person told me that you will pay you salary. And so he offered me 20,000 salary. That time it's a very big amount for me. So since then I start staying in Vrindavan. And luckily still our rent is 6,000 even after 3 years. There is no increase of interest. So what I was trying to tell you, and all the burden for which I was praying, on the first Kartik, on the first Sharad Purnima, all the loan were cleared. Right now, I don't have any sort of loan on me, and I'm a very happy person. So why I'm telling this? I'm telling this that Mahadev Shivji is so much compassionate towards towards the devotees of Krishna. He always ready to help the devotees of Krishna. And I gained very huge faith on Mahadev. And so I thought to share the wonderful pastime of Shivji. So today we will take darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So first let's take the darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. How he looked like inside the temple. So this is the entrance of Gopeshwar Mahadev temple. On the temple, there are a lot of monkeys who even steal people's shoes and all. So on the day when I was there, I saw they'd taken someone's shoes. So I thought to make, so this is the main entrance of the temple, and people trying to give fruity and all these things. It's a very common in Vrindavan. You'll see here and there, these things are happening. And they take away their shoes also. And so this is the temple of Gopeshwar Mahadev. And when you go inside the temple, you will saw two Shivji, two Mahadev. One is just on the door on the left hand side. This one on the entrance of the temple, there is a Shivji. Here Shivji is covered. Yeah, this one. There's a Shivling. Here is a Shivling on the door. And another one is in inside. So another one is in inside. So let me show you that too. So this is the inner part. This is the hall where Gopeshwar Mahadev is there. And there you will get darshan of this Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev ki jai. Wait a minute. Let me show you one more video. Okay. And there you will get the darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. Gopeshwar Mahadev ki jai. So in this temple, during daytime, Shivji give darshan as Shivling. During the daytime, but in evening time he gave darshan as a gopi. So here you can see Shivji have a very big silky hair now, And later on, they will put sindoor also here and Mangalsutra also. Shivji carry everything, all solar shringar. There are 16 types of decorations which Indian women usually do. They use lipstick, they use kajal, they use all other different kind of decorations. I don't know, Mataji knows much better. So somehow or the other, usually they don't allow to record, but that day they allow me to go inside and record. So let me share you, this is one more wide angle view. So it's a shivling only, but it was covered with beautiful gopi dress, ghagra, choli, lehenga, everything. And one more different dress. Arre, thoda niche aja baba. Okay, just a minute. Yes, Shivji. Gopeshwar Mahadev. Okay. And this is another, this today, that day, Mahadev wear sari. So this is a darshan in sari. Here you can see na Mahadev wear nak. There is a jewel which woman used to wear in nose. So he had that one on the forehead, a lipstick a bit, and likewise. So let's go to our story now. What happened? So one day in Kailas Dham, although Lord Shivji is most of the time in his meditation, one day suddenly when he was meditating, his mind will start giving darshan to him of a form, of a form of a god who have three, whose body was bended from three parts. And that was nil blue body. And so his meditation, the person on the subject on whom he was meditating, that took a form of a person of Krishna, and who was dancing with his expansion. They are all the gopis who are the expansion of Krishna, and they are dancing with them. So Mahadev got this darshan in his meditation, and he become restless, and he opened his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he saw that darshan in front of his eyes also, that Krishna is dancing with the gopis and whole all creations. They are now they came to one point, and the damru of Shivji, the drum, damru, one musical instrument always there with the Shivji on his trishul, that's automatically start playing. So then suddenly Mata Parvati came, and the vision of what he was getting, that vanished. And so Mata Parvati said to Shivji, "Oh dear husband, you woke up from your meditation. Okay, so nice to see you." And Shivji asked Mata Parvati, "Okay, but where are you going?" So Mata Parvati said, "No, today is very big festival, and it's dedicated only to the gopis. And so all Lakshmi, Saraswati, all other demigoddess, including me, we all are going to have the darshan of that wonderful ceremony called Ras. And we will take darshan from sky. We'll not go to the ground. We'll take darshan from above, because it's very wonderful, very attractive pastime is going to be happened." And so Shivji said, "Okay, I'll also join with you, and I will also go to take darshan." So Mata Parvati said, "Oh no, you cannot take darshan of it. Why I will not allow to take darshan? No, this particular pastime is only for the gopis, and here on with except Krishna, no men are allowed, even no men are allowed to take to see it also. It's only for females. So we all are planning to go, but you will not allow to come with us." So Shivji said, "Okay, you go." But in his mind, he was thinking, once the same Lord, he took the form of Mohini, and he bewildered me, And I was, following him, keeping my son's wife, everything away. I was following his beautiful form as a Mohini. So today is my turn. I will take a beautiful form today. And so Shivji, he did all beautiful Shringar. Now you imagine a big healthy person with big chest, nice, abs, nice muscles. And if he decorate himself in a form of gopi, how it would look like? So he was thinking that I will do something like that. So he thinks that if I do decoration here and if I go, maybe now all other my associates will start laughing at me. So let me go to Ras Mandal where this pastime taking place, and there I will do all such decorations. So when Shivji came to the boundary of Braj Mandal and the particular place where Ras Lila is going to be happened, when he came to the particular entrance, he saw that all other demigods are already there in a long queue, and they all are approaching one by one to the Brinda Devi, Lalita Sakhi, that kindly allow us to go inside. But these demigods are not allowing to go inside to take part in Ras Mandal. They were doing a request. It is just like, suppose in India, there are some bhandara going on, bhandara with feast, some feast going on, and in feast there are people who are already invited by the those who are organizer. They already invite some people, so they must take prasad at first. But there are many beggars also who always try to approach on the doorkeeper that please allow us to go inside, little bit prasad we'll take and we'll come back. Likewise, it's also can be seen in ISKCON temple during some festival that all big people, but in the Janmashtami night during the time of prasad, they all stand in queue and requesting devotees to kindly give us some prasad, make it really fast. There is certain situation we also face like that, no? In standing in queue. So all the devotees, all the demigods, they were in queue and trying to get entered into the Ras Mandal. But the moment when they saw Shivji, they become very happy. Oh, now Shivji came. So now we will go with the Shivji. So when Shivji tried to go inside the Ras Mandal, then we will also get entered into the mandal by following him. And so all become very happy and say, all make space for Shivji. Oh, Shivji, please come forward. Please, 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 you talk with them and tell them to allow us to go and to enter inside. So when Shivji went to Ras Mandal, so all gopis, especially Lalita, Vishakha, Brinda Devi, Yamuna Maiya, they stopped Shivji. That Shivji, although you are destroyer of this creation, but whatever you do today, but we will not allow you to enter in Ras Mandal at any cost. So Shivji asked with very humble way that I am also the servant of Krishna. I am also the servant of Radharani. I also want to participate in Ras Mandal. So Ras dance. So please allow us. So ma the Lalita Sakhi, no, except Krishna, no men are allowed to go inside. Only Krishna, ek purusha, only one man, and that is Krishna is allowed, and rest of only gopis, no men are allowed apart from that. So then Shivji was requesting Vrinda Devi, Yamuna Maiya, please, be kind upon me and make some arrangement for me. So then there are two different situations are mentioned. Some says it is in Brahmakund by Vrinda Devi, and some says it is Mansarovar by Yamuna Devi. Or it's also happened that Ras Lila took place every year during full moon night. So every time this Lila happened. So in one situation it happened that Vrinda Devi suggest Shivji to please go to Vrindakund, which is just near to Rasmandal, and there you go and take a dip into the water. So Shivji followed the instruction and he take a dip into the water, and immediately he got form of a gopi. Similarly, in other Leela, it's mentioned that Shivji went to Mansarovar. There is Mansarovar near Bhandirvan. The sarovar is created by the tears of Radha Rani. So when he take a dip over there, so he immediately got into the form of a gopi, and then Shivji came. And this time when Shivji came, he looked so beautiful. Let me show you some picture of Shivji during Ras Mandal. So likewise, here is one picture. Kulja Simsim. Okay, एक बड़ा कैसा होता है इधर हमारा का. सो हेयर यू कैन सी शिवजी टुक अ फॉर्म ऑफ अ स्मॉल गर्ल. ओके, एंड हेयर ऑल्सो यू कैन सी शिवजी टुक अ फॉर्म ऑफ नो वेरी ब्यूटिफुल फॉर्म. हेयर ऑल्सो यू कैन सी शिवजी टुक अ फॉर्म ऑफ अ स्मॉल गोपी, एंड लाइकवाइज देयर आर many such pictures. So anyway, when Shivji came back to Ras Mandal, by seeing his Sola Shringar decoration, everyone start laughing, including Krishna. So what he saw that usually women wear necklace, so Shivji he wear a necklace too. And his Chandra is there, but he don't give up his snake. Snake is there in the form of necklace. Some ladies use wrist watch or something in their hand, bank, what says, some kind of bangle on their hand. Shivji having snake bangle, everything related to the snake, all his decorations, even during makeup, women use some kind of powder in their face to make face little brighter, where Shivji use bhabut means ashes, in his face to make little more brighter. And in some of the scriptures mentioned that all the ghost associates of Shivji, they help Shivji to decorate with six Sola Shringar. The ghosts are very expert of decoration during the Shivji's marriage, Shivratri. That day also the ghost do Shringar of Shivji, and here also the ghosts, they all came, and someone putting face powder, that is a white ashes, someone putting snakes in different places, and likewise the decoration were going on. And then when Shivji came, and by seeing Shivji's form in a gopi, everyone laughed. Shivji even in Braj, in Vrindavan, women always cover their face with the extra cloth called ghumta. With that they always cover their face. So Shivji also covered their face, and when he came to Ras Mandal, the Lalita, Vishakha, all other gopi allowed him to go to entered, and they all Sahasra Koti gopi, they all are starting laughing. And Krishna, when he saw Shivji as a gopi, he start louder and a lot than anyone. And not only that, Krishna go closer to the Shivji and trying to tease him in a mood of dancing and the like, sometimes when a naughty person try to tease some lady. So he trying to tease Shivji, and Shivji become very very so Shivji, he also acting like he's feeling like shy. Although Shivji really feeling shy, but he was feeling shy by seeing Krishna's Krishna around him, because when he entered into the Ras Mandal in a form of gopi, he got the mood of gopi also. So he become very happy, and at the same time he was feeling little shy to see Krishna, and he trying to see Krishna with a tirshi nazar, means from the corner of his eyes. He trying to see Krishna, and by seeing the beauty of Krishna, he become more happy. And Krishna, before starting Ras dance with any other gopi, Krishna start dance with Krishna Shivji. And Krishna, when Krishna start dance with Shivji, then Shivji also become very happy. He also start dancing. And there are a lot, usually Shivji have a lot of snakes and scorpion. And when he take form of a gopi, so Krishna, Shivji, what he did? He hides some of the snake in his blouse and some of the snakes or scorpions in his skirt. So when Krishna and Shivji were dancing, that time the snake and the scorpion, which is there inside his blouse or inside his skirt, they all now feeling something shaky. Now what happened? Why things are now moving so faster? And they falling from the blouse. Blouse se na bahar nikal rahe the. They are falling, came out from the blouse, and they're falling on the ground. And by seeing them, that no Shivji's snakes and scorpions and other insects which Shivji used to keep with them, they all falling here and there. Gopis start laughing even more louder. And in sky, the wife of Shivji were watching with all other demigoddess, Mata Parvati watching all other demigoddess. And from there, the wives, like the wife of Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi Mata, and Parvati Mata, they all, Parvati, no, Saraswati Mata, other demigoddess, saying, this, I think we know this man, perhaps we have seen somewhere. And when Mother Parvati focus on that particular gopi, then he understand that it's none other than her husband, who take a form of a gopi and to participate in Ras Lila. And she feel very much very shy, that no, what she feel very shame that what my husband is doing over there. And then all other gopis, even all other demigoddess, they also start laughing by seeing this beautiful activity of Lord Shiva. And then Krishna, he knew that no, if Shivji dance little more, then perhaps instead of Ras dance, there will be Tandav dance. So he then stop Shivji, that dear Shivji, I know you are Nataraj, you love to dance, but now you please take a seat. And so on the corner of Ras Mandal, Lord Krishna give a place to Shivji to sit and to watch the Ras dance. And so Krishna Krishna told that to the all the other gopis, that without worshipping Shivji, no one will get mercy of me, no one will get love of me without worshipping of Shivji. So since then Shivji also told, from now onwards you will be protector of the gopis. So that's why from now your name will Gopeshwar. You are the Ishwar of gopis. Without worshipping you, no gopi will get love of Krishna, love of Radharani. So then that's why the Shivji was placed in the corner of a Ras Mandal. And even after that, gopis of Vrindavan, they used to do Shivratri fasting to get a good husband to the Gopeshwar Mahadev. So in India, usually females, they do Shivratri, they took fast to get a good husband, husband. But if one is not devotee, if one lady is not devotee and she do fasting of Shivratri, then they will get a husband like Shivji, now who usually always in dhatura, now who like to eat bhang and dhatura and this kind of. So if one do Shivratri, they always should ask a husband who is a devotee of Krishna. So it is, even my mother said, you know, before marriage I used to do Shivratri, and that's why Lord Shiva, he gave me a husband like him. And so your father, He was having a bad habit earlier of having alcohol and all. So he used to blame Shivji for giving such a husband. And the thing is that my father name was Shiv. My father name is Shiv Narayan. So that's the thing. My mother is still, you know, sometime criticize that they, you know, how funny Shivji is, and appreciate that also too, that he listened prayers very quickly than any other. So now I'll read a little bit from the book. So after that, you know, Shivji was placed on the corner of Ras Mandal, and it is also mentioned that whoever come to Braj Yatra, Vrindavan Darshan, their Vrindavan Darshan is incomplete if they not take Darshan of Lord Shiva as a form of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So just give me a little bit time. Let me open that page. Let me see what is there. Ashtashakhi temple. Okay. Shirade, Shirade, Shyama, Shyama Gauri Sahaji, Nidhivan, Keshighat, Loknath, Natamishan, Gopal, Vatram, Radha Gopinath, Billa Mangal Thakur, Gopeshwar Mahadev, 486. Shri Radhe Shyam, okay, 486. So there is not enough here, but still let me read. The temple of Lord Shiva near Vanshivat contained one of the famous Digpal deities established by Raja Bajanav that protect the holy dham of Vrindavan. The name Gopeshwar means the protector as well as benefactor of the gopis. The word Ishwar means the protector or the controller, and is a generally just a minute, the load setting. Mataji, ek minute. Shiradhe, Shiradhe. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu, we can hear you.
Sorry, Mataji, suddenly there is a
power cut.
Okay, no problem. So I continue my reading. Okay. The word Ishwar means the protector or the controller, and is a general term used to denote the Supreme Lord or his incarnation. Because the gopis worshipped the deity of Lord Shiva, so that they could achieve Krishna as their husband, and he became known as the name Gopish. In the Brajriti Chintamani, it is said, north of Brahmakund is Gopish, where, worshipped by them, Lord Shiva pleased the gopis' heart by giving them the benediction to enjoy pastimes with Lord Krishna. There is a famous story when he became part of Brajvasi's folklore regarding the name Gopeshwar, which is said to have been given to Lord Shiva by Krishna himself. The pastime occurred during the performance of Ras Lila at Vanshivat. Lord Shiva, who very much desired to witness the Ras dance between Krishna and the gopis, once arrived at the Ras Mandal, where he was stopped by some of the gopis headed by Lalita and Vishakha. The gopis informed Lord Shiva that no male was allowed to enter into Ras Mandal, and even though he was qualified in every aspect to witness the Ras dance, he would have to change his form to that of a gopi if he want to enter. Lalita advised Lord Shiva to first take bath in the Mansarovar lake and return to the Ras Mandal. Some legendary said that Shiv took a bath in the nearby Brahmakund. After bathing in Mansarovar, Lord Shiva obtained the form of a gopi, and when he returned into the Ras Mandal, he was greeted by Krishna, who, upon seeing the
I think his internet is weak. I mean, for me, it's freeze. Yes, Masaji.
town and witness the Raslila pastimes. So this is what happening on the Ras Mandal. And then what happened is that after a few minutes, Mother Parvati, she feel lot huge shy and shame, and so she decide that I'll go and bring back my husband. So Mother Parvati, she came down and came to Vrindavan near Ras Mandal. And so when she came, so gopis on the doors, they said that Mata Parvati, you are all eligible to enter into the Ras Mandal. Please come inside. Then Mata Parvati said, no, I will not go inside. So the Lalita Visakha Alada, why you don't want to come inside? Whereas see all the demigoddess and God, they all want to come inside. Why don't you want to come inside? They said, no, this place, Ras Mandal, is very mystical. My husband entered there and he become female. And if I enter there, perhaps I become male. So I don't want to get entered into that. And so she not go inside. That and then she was shouting from the door of the Ras Mandal that Prabhu, Prabhu, Mahadev, Prabhu, please come out. So Mahadev was not responding because he is the mood of Gopeshwar. So then Mata Parvati calling, Gopeshwar, please come out, please come out. So then also no, he was not coming. And then Shivji said, I will come out, I will go with you back to Kailash only in one condition. Then that is after dancing in the Ras Mandal, this gopis might feel hunger. So you are very expert in cooking. So you please came here and make some arrangement for them. So that's why in the temple of Gopeshwar Mahadev, you will see the deity of Annapurna Mata. This is the deity of Annapurna Mata, which is another form of Mata Parvati. So in this way.
So good.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, it's a beauty. It's just.
Oh, Ishopanishad Mataji, are you talking about deity or did you accidentally unmuted? Okay. Continue, Prabhu.
Okay. So Mata Parvati said, desire to take her husband back. So she said, okay, I'll do such arrangement. And so Mata Parvati is there in the form of Annapurna Mata within the same temple. And it's also a sign of a good devotee husband. The devotee husband not only enjoy or get blessings up to themselves, they always like to give it to their family members also. That now Shivji got blessed in the form of Gopeshwar, but he also looking for some service for his wife. And so Shivji said no to make such arrangement. So Shivji is a very, very wonderful husband also, and very wonderful Das also. He is best among all the Vaishnavas. So if you go to this temple, Gopeshwar Mahadev, you will see there two Shivling. One is on the door and another one inside the temple. So why there is two Shivling? Can anyone say? This is the one Shivling on the door, another one inside. Okay, I'll tell you. So the first time when Shivji came and he was not allowed to go back, he was not allowed to enter. So the first Shivling is a sign of that one, that from here he returned. He went to Mansarovar or Brahma Sarovar. And the second one, which was there inside the temple, this one, Sridhati, this one, it is after getting entrance in Ras Mandal. So that's why there is two Shivling in this area, in that, within that temple. So during Shivratri, that day also they decorate Shivji very nicely. And during Ras Lila, Ras Mandali, although the last Sharad Purnima, that time there were because of Chandra Grahan, lunar eclipse, we were not able to take darshan of Shivji because the temples of Vrindavan were closed on Sharad Purnima, the first full moon night. But on the last full moon night, that day also considered as Sharad Purnima night. So that day, perhaps Shivji will get a beautiful decoration. If I will go there. Perhaps if I get one picture, I will share with all of you. The temple of Shivji is very small, and so there is not enough things to take darshan apart from Gopeshwar Mahadev and this Mata Annapurna and Shivji, the two Shivlinga and Mata Parvati. So this is a pastime. Okay, nearby this Gopeshwar Mahadev temple is the Vanshi Vat. Let me see if I have the video of Vanshi Vat, Brajmandal video, holy place, Braj. If not, then I will take a video Vrindavan. Vanshi Vat. Okay, now I don't have the video of Vanshi Vat, but I'll make a record of place of Vanshi Vat and I'll show you. So what happened in Vanshi Vat is that Vanshi Vat is the exact place from where this Ras Lila begin. So let me little bit of little bit just a minute. Okay, here. This is another view of the temple. So Vanshi Vat, during the Sharad Purnima's first night, Lord Krishna came on the bank of Yamuna, and under a Vat vriksha, under a big banyan tree, he stand in the form of Tribhanga Murari. Tribhanga's bending from three part of body, and he start playing flute. So when he start playing flute during the first full moon night of Sharad Purnima, not only 16,108, rather more than 1 billion gopis, they all gathered on Ras Mandal, on the near the Vanshi Vat, to take participate in Ras dance. And why Ras dance is so special? Ras dance is so special because Krishna, he expand himself as much as gopis are there, that much of Krishna, that much times Krishna expand himself, and Krishna give himself to the gopis. Each gopi have one their own Krishna, their own personal Krishna, and that night they do all wonderful reciprocation in a mood of dancing. Ras dance. Ras dance, usually people of material world, they always say bad thing about Krishna, that Krishna did Ras dance, so what if we did Ras dance too? But they forgot that Krishna expand himself in Ras dance, whereas we are not able to expand. Krishna lift Govardhan, we are not able to lift Govardhan. So Krishna can do anything. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So so that's Krishna. I will make a separate video on Vanshi Vat, and there I will tell you more on Vanshi Vat. So this Leela in Hindi is more sweeter. Those who are Hindi devotees, I'll try to narrate it. I have one separate book. Let me show you. Usually, this book also very rare. I got somewhere. It's Radha Charitamrita. It's a discussion between Maharshi Shandilya and Raja Bajna, the great grandson of Lord Sri Krishna, where Lord Sri Krishna's grandson Raja Bajna, he asked Maharshi Shandilya about the glories of Krishna and Radharani. So that time Maharshi Shandilya explained all wonderful stories of Radharani. And in this book, I by reading this book, I got wonderful loving feelings within me for Radharani, for Brajmandal, and there are very wonderful stories in this book. I'll try to speak out one by one within the class. Among them, one story is there when Kansa was beaten by Radharani. Radharani beat Kansa when she was a small girl, and Kansa went to kill him. So I'll narrate that story someday as well. And once Kansa, he was also get punished to serve in a cow shed of Barsana of Radharani. He went to kill Radharani again, and that time gopis make Kansa gopi. Kansa became gopi for many days, and he was serving in the Goshala of Radharani. There he used to pick cow dung. And so that a funny story in this same book will narrate. There are many wonderful stories, but in between, in the middle, there is a huge chapter of separation of Radharani from Krishna and the pains. It's mentioned in very detail. And by reading that, you will not able to read. You will start crying. This book is have all such wonderful stories. Usually, people of outside of Braj hardly knows all these stories, but somehow I got this story, I feel it's my duty to share the glories of Radharani with all of you, because to love someone, it's very necessary we should know about the person. We want to get Krishna's love, Radharani's love. It will get possible only when we will have love from them. Okay, so love from them only get increased when we will see their glories, see their pain. Now, the Krishna's pastime is very sweeter, but if you listen the glories, or even if you see the Ramanand Sagar Krishna, and there the part when Krishna got separated with Radharani, if you read all this, you will start feeling the separation with Lord, and you will start connecting more to the Lord. So thank you everyone. I'm trying to speak little bit on Gopeshwar Mahadev. The story is little unique. I read in this book itself, and so I thought to read from there to for all of you. And sorry, I think I have taken more time today or something, I don't remember. Okay, it's not more within 1 hour. जय 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 श्री राधे श्याम गोपेश्वर महादेव की जय राधा रानी की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय समस्त गौरी गौरी वैष्णव वृंद की जय अष्ट सखीगण की जय मंजरी गण की जय गोपीगण की जय हमारे ऑनलाइन डिवोटीज भक्त संघ भक्तों की जय. सो प्लीज
Thank
प्लेस मी
you,
दैट आई
thank you,
कैन
Prabhuji.
नैरेट ऑल द स्टोरीज नाइसली टू ऑल ऑफ यू.
Thank you
जय
so much,
सचिन.
Prabhuji, for your time and love for Vrindavan Dham. Thank you so much for sharing your personal story. Also, it gives so much of inspiration to all of us. Yeah, Prabhu, you are saying one book which you read, you will cry. I think that book name, this Radha Jyoti Mataji is asking, what is that book name, Prabhuji?
It's Sri Radha Charitamrita. Instead of reading, what I will do is that I will do voice narration, but this book in Hindi. I will do voice narration for all of you in Hindi,
Jai ho.
so that you can relish the, even without reading, you can relish the taste of this book. And for those who are the English devotees, I need one or two very good translator among you who can speak this, or who can make audio clip for English for the those who are not able to understand Hindi in this group. So this will help to them, because if by listening this wonderful glories of Radharani, I'm 1000% sure that they will get love for Braj more than anyone. Usually we say our partners, I love you a lot. But that love is nothing. When you listen the glories of Radharani, the love which come in your heart, that love is nothing. You will feel, no, we don't love the way we love Radharani or Krishna. So it's wonderful. Vrindavan is very, very, very wonderful. Yeah. Thank
Thank you,
you very much
Mataji.
for engaging
I
me in
think
this.
Radha
Yeah.
Mataji, Radha Jyoti Mataji want to help you regarding that. I will give her your phone number. Yeah, she will contact you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
And I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavs assembled on the call. Vancha
Thank you, Prabhu.